Congress took up more than one controversial measure this week before it goes on August recess today. One was extending the Bush-era tax rates. WRVO's Catherine Loper spoke with Central New York Congresswoman Anne-Marie Burkle about the controversial policy.
In an election year divide, the House and Senate passed dueling tax bills this week. The Democrat-controlled Senate voted to extend the Bush-era tax rates only for the middle class and to let them expire for upper income brackets in an effort to lower the deficit. The Republican-led House passed a measure that extends all the current tax rates for 1 year. Republican Anne-Marie Burkle voted for the extension and says that raising tax rates on those with higher incomes would affect small business owners who file as individuals.
You're talking about affecting the job creators and the people who hire. So these tax rates really go right to the people that we want to empower. Those are the job creators in an economy like we have right now.
President Obama has said he would veto any attempt to extend the tax code for all income levels. The law is set to expire at the end of the year. So while the tax rates weren't extended, it appears the election year impasse was. For WRVO News, I'm Catherine Loper.